Earlier in our Marijuana in Michigan series, we heard from veteran Jennifer Spaulding, who said using medical marijuana has actually helped her change her life around. Now we hear from veteran Todd Weiss, who says medical marijuana has helped him deal with his symptoms of PTSD and also his addiction to opioids.
I'd been in and out of the military my whole adult life. After my first trip to Afghanistan, I re-injured my back. They just give you painkillers and everything that goes with it. That was in 2007. I got addicted to the painkillers and graduated from that into the hardcore drugs.
So really the hardcore pharmaceuticals.
Yes. It got to the point where I had two different doctors prescribing me the same things.
Did you have to go into rehab?
My rehab was I crashed my Harley-Davidson and was in a wheelchair. And at that point, everybody found out what I was doing. And I pretty much hit rock bottom. I was at my lowest and decided I can't do this anymore. I have to do something else.
When did you start using cannabis?
In late 2014, I just went strictly to cannabis.
You don't think of it as switching from one addiction to another?
No, there's a stigma about that. I don't really smoke as much as I used to. I use the edibles and ointments for my pains, so I don't have to smoke or any of that stuff. Now, you can eat an edible, part of a candy bar, and it takes away my pain, or I can use the ointments, and it doesn't take it completely away, but subsides it.
It isn't obvious what you're doing.
No, I mean, I go throughout my whole day and no one knows what I'm doing, but I'm very vocal about my cannabis use and how it's helped me. I've seen it help many other people, veterans especially.
So you're not saying smoke pot to smoke pot. You're saying that this is to help you and to overcome a problem that is legitimate.
Yes, correct. There's people out there, and there's always going to be out there that stigma on it, that it's a recreational drug. Even for PTSD, our mental problems, it makes us open up so we can discuss with other like-minded individuals the issues that we're having. We work together as a group to work through our issues.
When you were on the pharmaceuticals dealing with PTSD, how did that make you feel?
They give you one drug and then they have to give you another drug for the side effect. You're a walking zombie.
So now tell me how you feel using edibles or the oils.
I was almost blown up in a crowd. So crowds of people freaking out. With using cannabis, it loosens me up where I can go out into a social setting and not have an anxiety attack. For a long time, even on the pharmaceuticals, I would still get that way and have to leave.
How do you make them understand what you feel and what you go through on a daily basis?
They see me from when I was strictly on pharmaceuticals. I mean, I'm still overweight, but I was heavily overweight and just wasn't a joyful person. I can be happy, can go out and be with family and friends and not isolate myself. The biggest thing is education. Everybody needs to get educated on it.
That's veteran Todd Weiss speaking about the ways medical marijuana has changed the way he deals with his symptoms of PTSD and also helped him break his addiction to opioids. For WKAR News, I'm Brooke Allen.